A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, and welcome to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast on Acast. I'm Jolie Kerr, a cleaning expert, advice columnist, and author of the New York Times bestselling book, My Boyfriend Barfed in My Handbag, and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha. You should send your questions about cleaning, or anything else really, to joliekerr@gmail.com. You guys, David Cavucci, the official bro of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast, is back for the most wonderful episode of them all. It is a fresh hockey gear ep. You guys, hi, David.
Hello,
cheers. We've got beers.
Recurring bro.
Our recurring bro, exactly. Listen, every show needs a recurring bro. I am wearing...
A sitcom character, basically.
Yeah. And that actually is kind of how I think of this show, as like, I'm like the anchor of the sitcom, and then there's like the revolving cast of like regulars who come in and out. It's like a workplace sitcom.
Okay. Yeah.
Exactly. Like,
we are in an office.
News
so.
Radio? Was that the one?
News Radio? Yeah. The Office?
Yeah.
Is that a sitcom?
I've never seen it, so I couldn't tell you. I think The Office is a sitcom. I also, for this very special occasion, am wearing my Bro Princess shirt. That is part of the Ask a Clean Person merch that is still on hold while my merch lady is on mat leave, but it will be back soon, and I will have an update for you guys on that soon, so you can buy your loved ones a Bro Princess or Formula 69 shirt for the holidays. What a great gift. Give the gift of Clean Person. Before we get into today's episode, which is all about hockey gear, which is a topic that I have not done on this show in 3 years, if you guys can believe it, I'm really, really excited to do an updated episode. I want to remind you guys that I offer bonus episodes and all sorts of other cool rewards to my premium subscribers. If you would like to help underwrite my show and listen to Chip Chat by becoming an Ask a Clean Person, the podcast patron, go to patreon.com/askacleanperson. Your support helps me so much. Also, like, you can listen to Chip Chat, which you should be doing because it's hilarious. I have exciting chips for today in honor of the resident bro returning all on his own this time,
too. Can I confess something?
Yes.
I didn't listen to the Chip Chat I was on. I still haven't joined as a.
That's because I didn't send you the file. I know you didn't join. I get the notification.
Okay. Yeah.
It doesn't matter. You were here to record it.
But I listened to the other episode that the full
episode that you were on. Yeah.
Chip Chat will be a mystery to me.
Yeah.
But you don't do what I do.
Thank
Become
you.
A Patreon.
Yes. Don't be like David. Is the thing
correct
in many, many things, especially in subscribing to my Patreon today for our Chip Chat. Since David was going to be here and we were going to be kind of bro-y, we're doing two things. One, I got all of the new Taco Bell chips. They just released the third flavor, the Diablo flavor, so I got those and the other two flavors they had already released. And I brought David a bag of the grossest chips that we've eaten on Chip Chat to date.
Mac and cheese.
I am not going to be eating them again.
Fair enough.
But you are. Anyway, that is not what this episode is about. This episode is about something even grosser than the grossest chips that I have ever eaten on Chip Chat. This is all about hockey gear. We have a lot to cover. This episode might run a little on the long side, but I'm going to try to make it tight. You guys know that there is source material out there on the internet. So if you need like a refresher on what you hear today about washing gear, about the sprays, I know one thing that we're not going to cover today is cleaning skates and helmets, just because like we're not going to have time to get through all of that stuff. That is all available. If you Google Jolie Kerr hockey gear, you will find all the source material out there on the internet. Let us get right into this question. First of all, I have to tell you that this name is real. It's not me making up a name. Her name is Lorraine. And Lorraine also happens to be the name of my alter ego. Like, I can't even, like, get into the whole thing, but, like, I do have an alter ego named Lorraine, and it is so...
You'll hear more about that on today's Chip Chat.
It is so freaking funny to me that this question is from a Lorraine.
Do you have a hidden identity, or do you just sometimes say...
It was
I'm
like
Lorraine.
Lorraine was like an old party trick that I used to trot out when I lived in Boston.
That sounds really
boss, really Boston, right? Yeah, like, and like, so I had like a whole backstory for Lorraine, and Lorraine had this like thick Boston accent, and like it was just like a weird party trick.
A friend did that with his fake ID. He went by the name Chet, which was his fake ID, and he would talk differently and be on Chet.
Yeah, I had like a whole and then I developed like a whole story around Lorraine, and yeah.
Also, I thought this was gonna be the shortest episode because isn't the answer just not to wash?
Don't ever wash it.
You zip up the bag, and the smell goes away.
It doesn't go away. You know that's a lie. You know that's a lie.
Miss Carr, Lorraine writes, I read your article in the Times about cleaning athletic gear and clothing. My question is related, but about the appliances we use for drying. My teenage nephew is living in my home for about a year and simply rinsing out his sweaty hockey gear and then drying it in the dryer using heat. The smell wafting through the house was horrific. After imploring him numerous times to not do it, he finally stopped. But nearly a year later, the dryer still smells, and I cannot seem to get the baked-in scent of old sweat out of it. That's such like a teen boy. I've tried bleach, vinegar, baking soda, washing soda, and right now there's an odor genie in it, ostensibly soaking up the scent. But when I opened it, the dryer just smells like lavender and old sweat. Much like the coolers from last episode, I think he's just buying a new dryer. Is there anything which can be done to get the smell out of the dryer? Otherwise, I'm about to have to buy a new one, which I'm not happy about. Much thanks, Lorraine.
All right, so the first thing I have to say about this is, like, I know you guys have heard me say this a bunch of times before, but this is, like, especially happening now that I've been at the Times for a little over a year, that the Times reader is, like, almost totally uniformly address me as Ms. Kerr. And, like, you guys, you do not need to address me as Ms. Kerr. Like, we do not need to say
The Times doesn't even do it anymore.
No, actually, they do.
They still do
use the honorific. And there was actually a couple months ago, a guy who I know who I worked with, who was writing something for the same section that I write for, wanted to use me as an expert source. And I was like, yes, of course, Weston, you can do that. Like, no problem. And in order to quote me, they had to refer to me as Ms. Kerr. And I was like, I can't think of, like, which one of you two, meaning the editor or the writer, was laughing harder at having to type in Ms. Kerr and think of me as Ms. Kerr. But anyway, you guys don't need to call me that at all, Lorraine. Thank you so much for being so polite. I love this question. I actually have a like, really, really easy answer, but I'm gonna use this as a lead-in to talking about your general hockey gear washing instructions. And David is wrong. That's going to just be the theme of the episode. David is wrong. I'm going to just retitle the episode and just call it David is wrong. So David is wrong. You cannot just put gear into a bag, zip it up, and the odors go away. That's not the way that odors work. It's not the way that science works. Odors just really are a science proposition.
What I was saying is they stay in the bag, and then when you open it back up, you know, you put on your sort of crinkly dry pads but then when you get sweating again, you're a dude in the locker room
or a lady in the locker room.
Fair enough. I assume most
women play hockey.
But they probably take like care of their stuff.
Kind of don't.
Right.
That's the great news in all of this.
Yeah, they're probably as
is that
gross
women
as,
are
yeah.
as gross as men. Yeah.
Yeah. So
and I should actually also say that as long as we're talking about women being as gross as men, all of the advice that I'm going to give today applies also to roller derby pads and to lacrosse pads. And the reason that David is speaking on from such a position of authority on this is that he played lacrosse.
I also played hockey. So
oh,
I played hockey when I was a mite, like 10 to 13,
like a little wee one.
What bantam maybe the one up?
Okay,
and then I played lacrosse in high school and college. So
okay,
I'm as bro as
yeah. That's, you are the resident bro.
Yes,
I mean, yes.
Yes,
this is great. So yeah, I mean, the lacrosse gear is basically like the same proposition as the hockey gear in terms
shoes
of
shoes without blades.
Right. And you know, the smells and all that kind of stuff.
Oh yeah.
So also just sidebar, as long as we're just digressing like wildly. I realized when we were preparing for this show that I have actually never said this on a show, and I've never said it in any of my columns about hockey gear. Part of the reason that I know, like you guys, I did not play hockey. I know you're all shocked to hear that. But I think I've probably said that I went to like a big, big, big hockey high school, which is true. But there's actually like one more layer to all of this that like will explain why I've been so hung up on this one topic for so, so long. My high school boyfriend was a hockey player. So that's where all of this comes from. It's just basically like me reliving my like horny teenage
years. Did you clean his stuff for him or?
No, I didn't. No, because okay. He went to my rival school, which then that was like a whole other big thing. Yeah, I know. One of my classmates knocked his teeth out in a hockey game. Yes.
Fair enough.
Yeah. He got them put back in. But he was a day student at a boarding school, and I was a boarding student at a boarding school. So, like, I wouldn't have actually been able.
Oh, that's a D student.
Day student.
So that's, okay, cool. Yeah. Sounds like a hockey player.
No, he wasn't. He was very smart. He went to an Ivy League school. Anyway, he was also the first and last nice guy I've ever dated, which is also remarkable for a hockey player. He was actually a really, really nice guy. All right, let us talk about actually washing the gear. So listen, I also have to say this, and I have definitely said this when I've written about the topic, when I've podcasted about the topic. Like, I know that the smell is part of the game. I get it. And partly I get it, right? Because I just told you my high school boyfriend was a hockey player. Like, of course I completely get it. I lived this life. I was a hockey girlfriend.
Yeah.
Wore his letter jacket and the whole
nice,
nine.
You know,
yeah, like the
love
whole
the
nine.
Musk.
Yeah, like in a way.
Yeah, it's, you know, there's something that there's like a funk to it that's
yeah, it's
somewhat
a nostalgic
yeah.
funk. But there are reasons to wash your gear beyond just the smell stuff. And here's what it is. The smell is being caused by the buildup of bacteria in the pads. If you put those dirty pads on over and over and over again, and you have any kind of open cut on you, the bacteria can get into the cut and can cause staph infections. And
I thought you were going to say cool scars, but...
And cool scars, yes.
Staph infections are worse.
When like a cool scar when your forearm has to be amputated and then you have a stump. Like, yeah, you don't want a staph infection. So the reason to wash your gear is, you know, one, to get rid of the smell, but two, there really is like a health and safety concern over this. So here's what you're going to do to wash your gear. It really is like pretty easy. You can go about it two ways. You can either... machine wash it, which like actually yes you can do, or you can hand wash it. If you have one of the machines that has a center agitator, you can still machine wash, but you may find that you have to do the gear in two separate loads to fit everything in.
You can also put the pads, the like shoulder pads where the opening is for the head, around
over
the agitator.
Yes, you can do that. I love that you know that.
Thank you.
Thank you for saving me a point that I had to make about that. But yeah, you might find that you want to do two loads. And partly you might want to do two loads because you might also want to include some towels that you put in closest into the center agitator so that the fins don't cause damage to the pads. And then also David just gave you that tip, which is like that's how you get the shoulder pads in. You put them over the neck goes over the tubular center mm-hmm. agitator. I am doing like... Giant cock hand charades right now.
I wasn't
right
sure if
now.
I was allowed to say jack off motions.
Yeah,
but
I took it one
cock
step
hands,
further.
Yeah,
cock hands.
Don't. We did talk about having sex with washing machines last time. So
no, that wasn't you. We had
that was me.
We talked about having sex with sheep.
We also spoke.
Oh, because I mentioned
we talked about having sex with everything.
Oh, because I mentioned that on the washing machine how washing okay. machines work episode. We talked about fucking okay. washing machines. Yeah, I mean, listen,
that's not how they work.
You don't know that. You don't know that washing machine. You don't know.
I live in New York.
You
don't
know
know
what
no.
turns it on.
Oh.
It was such a bad dad joke. The resident bro didn't even get it. So good. Okay. So one other thing, if you're going to do the washing machine route, you want to like pretty well fasten and secure any Velcro, buttons, laces, like anything kind of loose in there so that it doesn't get all like, well, one, like all jacked up, but like wound around other stuff. Pads are definitely something you want to wash completely on their own. Like I wouldn't wash your bed sheets with your pads. That's a bad idea. Go ahead and use the delicate cycle, which if you listen to the machines episode where we talked about fucking the washing machine, you heard me explain that the delicate cycle just means that the speed of both the wash and spin cycle is slower. So slower is better. There's a joke in there that I'm just not even going to make. Slower is better because it will cause less friction and agitation on the pads, so it'll be less likely to leave them damaged. You can use cold, warm, or hot water. Anyone is fine. In terms of your detergent, this is actually a change from my OG Hockey Gear episode and from the source material that exists, because all that stuff is old. Like, my original Hockey Gear post, I think I wrote in 2013, and the first episode that I did about it was like 2015. Mm-hmm. So all that stuff is at least 3 years old. I do have a better detergent rec to give now, which is not going to surprise anyone who listens regularly. Dr. Bronner's is a thing to use. For some reason, the Dr. Bronner's liquid Castile soap is like the best odor eliminating detergent that I've found of everyone that I've tried. And I've used all of these myself too. So I say that both from personal experience and from hearing back from my audience about what's worked for them. So I would say use Dr. Bronner's. Any scent is fine, or unscented if you want. If you don't want to be like skating out smelling like peppermint. But
is there a peppermint?
There is peppermint.
That is weird. That's not a scent I would associate with. Well, I guess it's got a briskness to it.
I don't know. It seems sort of different from like... Piney? Wintergreen?
Ocean mist? That's not...
No, they don't have an ocean mist scent. They do have like lavender and rose. I want to hear from the person who washes their pads in rose-scented Dr. Bronner's. Because I know there will be one. And I hope it's a guy.
You know, it'd be nice.
Yeah. Okay, if you don't want to use Dr. Bronner's, I have a couple of other like more standard types of detergents that I can recommend. First of all, Tide Spore is great. Really, really good. Easy to find. You know, every grocery store will have it. Every big box, like blah, blah, blah. There are two specialty brands that are sports-specific detergents. The first is called Sports Suds. And It's really good. I don't doubt it at all.
I just really, love to like, really think stuff. Of like the like brand strategy meeting they had where they were like, we need a detergent for the athletic brand. What should we call it?
You're going to love the next one then.
Okay. People are like.
Sidebar. Did you see me spiraling on.
Baseball bubbles. Or, like, and I was like, no. Sports suds.
Sports
and everyone's
suds.
Just like,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That's it. Did you see me spiraling out of control a couple weeks ago about the tattoo condoms?
No.
Did you miss that Twitter rant?
No. I did miss that.
I found these condoms at the Duane Reade that were tattoo motif patterns.
Okay.
And I was like, what is happening with condoms? And then like an hour later, I was sitting at a sports bar watching the Sox game, and like I couldn't stop thinking about these condoms. And I was like, you guys, I'm really sorry, but like,
you know,
I'm going to have to live tweet through my feelings on this one. And I went for like an hour. Like, I just couldn't stop. And one of the things, it was like the thing actually that most people were responding to was I was like, what was that marketing meeting like?
Yeah.
Like, what was the pitch meeting like? Like, I have so many questions about these things. Anyway.
I don't even like using the colored ones. They used to give it like high school dorms.
I lived in a dorm where you already had
like the envelope filled with like the multicolored Durex. I don't, like, there was like a yellow one and a green one.
Yeah, yellow. Like, who wants a yellow color?
Right.
Who wants a jaundiced looking dick? Anyway, we can talk all about that on Chip
Sports Check. Sports Suds.
Sports Suds.
Sports Suds.
Okay, so Sports Suds is really, really good. Sports Suds, I'm so sorry that I just like accidentally lumped you in with tattoo condoms, but here we are.
Do not use Sports Suds to clean the out here.
The last one is called Hex.
Hex?
Yes. H-E-X, Hex.
Oh, Hex. Okay, I was saying Hex, like the department store. Like,
and
Hex. Like.
It was developed by former college lacrosse players.
Ooh.
Yes, so I figured you would like that.
Nice. Probably, well, the like shape of a stick is sort of hexagonal.
Yeah.
Like the inside of it. The cylinder, it's like a hexagon. It's a hex.
It's a hex.
It's more octagonal. But anyway,
yeah.
I support Hex
anyway,
too.
Hex is also very good. And so I mentioned all of those so you guys have options in life. If you're going to hand wash, the bathtub is probably the best place for this. If you don't have a bathtub, but you have a hose hookup, you can use a kiddie pool.
Okay.
And or
any sort of large container.
Or honestly, yeah. Like you can just like throw the stuff out on a tarp and like hose it off. And that's like okay too. So your hand washing instructions are just like my old general hand washing instructions. You know, you're gonna like fill the tub with water, you're gonna put in some of your detergent, you're gonna put all the gear in, you're gonna kinda like do your CPR pumping motion thing. I mean, you could punch the pads if you felt like you wanted to get your inner goon on, like whatever it is you want to do, and then just let them soak in there. Probably let them soak for at least an hour. Definitely take a photo of the wash water to send to me. You guys know hockey water is my favorite water in all the lands and all the seas. Hockey water is actually how the whole Wash Water Wednesday thing like came even to be. I love that the guys are always so freaked out by the wash water.
I like looking at my own, yeah, certainly, but like other people's gross. I'm like really Puritan about a lot of things.
Yeah.
Like, I'll wash, like, I was washing my bath mat in the bathtub, because that's how you do it. And, like, that was cool, like, seeing it, like it was like, oh, that's so dirty, like, look at this water, but, like...
And you didn't take a picture to send to me?
I'm still learning how to communicate with you.
You're so fired. You're so fired.
Part of being a bro is not doing anything at all.
Yeah, that is actually, like, the most profound statement of broism...
Thank you.
...that one could make. Yes.
Yeah. But... I wouldn't want someone else to be like, hey, look at all the gross shit that came in my bath mat.
I get it.
Okay.
I get it. I understand. Totally get it. All right. So that's the washing instruction. The drying instructions. And I do promise I am going to answer this question with poor Lorraine.
I'm never coming back, Lorraine.
No. This is fine. Listen, this was going to be a...
Oh, that's right. She had the question about the dryer.
This was going to be a long, chatty episode anyway. Because it's like, well, the thing is, like, the people know this is my favorite topic.
Okay.
So, like, you know, a jolly got a jolly.
Sorry, Lorraine.
So for drying the gear, I actually don't want you guys using the dryer to be drying your gear. Although I'm actually kind of impressed at this little nephew bro for doing that in some way. Like, it actually, like, his little brain was working. It just, the synapses weren't completely connecting because it's the teenage brain.
Let's usually just leave it in the washer and then have your mom do whatever happens and then it's ready. We're at, like, 13.
I'm not going to address that. We're moving right along from that.
I meant those are the typical synapses, so shout out for this.
Be nice to your mom.
I'm very nice to my mom.
Okay, the thing is, like... If you are, I'm sure you are nice to your mom. The thing is, if you are going to use the dryer to just dry out gear, whether it's clean or dirty, you should use low heat. Because the thing that happens in the dryer, like if you like liken it to kind of cooking, when you start cooking something that when it's raw doesn't have much of an odor, like a bell pepper. When you start cooking a bell pepper, all of a sudden all of the smells start to come out. And the same thing happens in the dryer. If you put something smelly in a hot dryer and start heating it up and heating it up, all the smells are going to, you're cooking the smells. Like, they're going to amplify and become worse. So if you are going to use the dryer either to dry dirty gear or clean gear, which will probably, let's be honest, still retain a little bit of an odor, you should use low heat. Also, it's probably just best for the pads. Like,
yeah, you don't want to. I mean, you could maybe melt the plastic.
Yeah,
or something,
yeah, that's what
it's
I'm
not
thinking.
Likely, but it's a possibility.
It's possible for sure. With that said, I would say I really don't want you guys drying dirty gear in the dryer, because what's going to happen to you is what happens to Lorraine, and I can help you with it. But like, let's just avoid that.
Yeah,
let's just avoid that. So the best thing to do is to air dry. And this is true both if you've come home with your gear and you're not going to wash it, take it out of the bag and just let it dry. One of the reasons that all that bacteria gets created in there is not only because your sweat and dead skin and like snot rockets from other people.
Or your own.
Are on your pads. But also because you then stuff them wet into a dark bag. And bacteria basically needs like three things to live a happy life. It needs food, it needs water, and it needs a pleasant environment for itself. The food is your skin and your sweat.
Mm-hmm.
The water is your sweat, obviously. And then the dark environment is this like dark, in very small enclosed bag that you're shoving everything into. It is going to thrive in there. So at the very least, when you get home, take the pads out and let them dry and then put them back in the bag. Air drying outside is ideal especially if you haven't washed it. But obviously, that's also not always possible, both because of climate, time of year, and also because some people just don't have a secure enough outdoor area for that kind of operation. If you want to speed along an indoor drying operation, two things that you can do are, they're super lo-fi, and they're, and like when I say them, you're going to be like, oh, duh, of course. But like, it's my job to think of them, not yours.
I think I have a third one to add that's going to be super bro, but go ahead.
Okay, good. I like it. One, turn a fan on it. And or two, put a dehumidifier near it, because a dehumidifier will suck the moisture out that's like lingering around in the air in the pads.
You can also use newspaper. You can sort of wrap them in newspaper, and that sucks away the.
Yeah, my old shoe trick.
Yeah,
when you have like wet, really, really like wet shoes.
Yeah, we do it for gloves. Or you know, your skates likely aren't to get too wet, but you can also stuff it in the nooks and crannies of your pads, the elbow pads.
Oh yeah, I hadn't thought about using it for the pads, so that makes whole sense. That, cheers!
Thank you.
Way to contribute, David.
I feel proud.
Yeah, you should. Okay, here's the thing that I would much rather have you use than the dryer is if you really feel like that's the most convenient thing and that's the route you want to go, get a sports dryer. They cost $120. If it's a question of spending $120 on a sports dryer and potentially spending $1,000+ to replace your regular dryer that now smells like hockey gear, the $120 is worth the investment for sure. There are also dryer bags, but people don't love them, and like every model that I've seen over the years has like come on the market and then been like yanked off the market.
No.
So I don't know if like there are newer ones out there. I bet that there are, but like I've heard enough kind of negative stuff about them that I'm like, that's not the thing I really recommend. I do think that the sports dryers are good. The Rocket sports dryer is one that's great. And actually, in our second question, you'll hear a mention of that. All right. So that's the washing and drying instructions for your gear. And as I said, that also applies to, lacrosse pads, roller derby pad, any of those things. So let us talk about poor Lorraine and her dryer. Lorraine, I think you're going to be A-okay. Here is what I want you to do. First of all, I want to say that I really want you guys to be super, super careful with any products that you're using to clean your dryer. Make sure they're not flammable. That rules out.
like gasoline?
Yeah, I mean, that rules out gasoline.
Okay, I was like, what?
Rules out a lot of common odor neutralizers, especially like the spray ones, like Osium is highly flammable.
Oh, yeah, I've done like the lighter and the,
Lysol is flammable. Rubbing alcohol is flammable. So I just want you guys to be really careful. Before you use any kind of product in your dryer, just check and see on the back of the of the package, check to see if it's flammable or not, and just be really, really careful with that because I don't want you to die. All right, here's what I want you guys to do about a smelly dryer. Get a rag, like a fairly good, like a hand towel size rag would be perfect for this operation. I want you to dip it in either diluted Dr. Bronner's or white vinegar, both of which are great. What?
I thought you were saying you said dip it in ether.
Dip it in ether.
I think that's flammable.
We're going to ether the dryer.
You're just going to put it up to your mouth and you will forget that your dryer smells. Fuck.
Okay, so Dr. Bronner's or white vinegar, you're going to give the whole drum like a very, very, very thorough, thorough, thorough wiping out with one or the other of those things. I would say use the Dr. Bronner's because like I really feel like that's just going to work so much better. And then what you're going to do is you're going to take the rest of the diluted solution and you're going to soak a couple of towels in it. Mm-hmm. So you can use bath towels, hand towel, you can use your cleaning rags if you want, like whatever it is. Wring them out a little bit so they're not super sopping wet. Remember that when things come out of the washer, they're not sopping wet. So you want to wring them out to the point where they would reasonably have come out of the washer. So more than damp, but not soft, not dripping.
Post-spin cycle,
exactly. And then just toss all of those towels into the dryer. Turn the dryer on low heat for the longest setting and run it. Because what's going to happen is the towels are going to basically like It's going to be like a car wash inside your dryer. Like, you know, in the car wash when the flappy things come. And so that's what they're going to do. They're going to be scrubbing the drum of your dryer with
bacteria and the
right with the Dr. Bronner's. And it's going to be on low heat. So it's not going to be cooking that hockey smell in, but it's going to be drying the towels and the whole drum is going to be absorbing the odor neutralizer, the Dr. Bronner's or the white vinegar. One thing to mention, on the way out, those towels still need to be washed.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Which, you know, people would forget. So I have to say that.
It's fine.
Clean. So yeah, that is going to be how you're going to get the dryer to not smell. If that truly does not do the trick, one other thing you can try, since I'm not surprised that the odor genie didn't work, but one thing that will work that you can just stick inside there, just remember to take it out before you put a load of dryer in because it'll melt, is you could use the bad air sponge, our old friend, the bad air sponge.
My new friend.
Or you could use those activated charcoal bricks and you could just stick it in there, shut the door and leave it for, you know, a couple of days. Just like, do put a post-it note or something on to remind yourself that it's in there. Because it would be really easy to just like throw a load of wash in and like, whoops.
It'll come out
whoops,
black
yeah.
and charcoal.
I think that's going to do it for you. And actually, I want to hear, Lorraine, if you do try this, I want to hear what you think and how well that worked, because I think that really is the hack for it. On that happy note, this is a good time for us to take a quick break. David and I will be right back with more about your hockey gear. This is Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome back to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. I'm Jolie Kerr, and I'm joined by David Cavucci. We're talking about hockey gear. Hello.
Hello.
Hockey gear and tattoo condoms. It feels right.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm just sort of baffled by, well, everything, but
yeah. They were troubling. I'll pull up a photo for you to look at. They were really troubling.
Yeah, it's yeah. like
I have a lot
like,
of
you
questions.
Know how you can like buy like the fake sleeve and wear that?
Yeah,
like yes. I assume like the same person who does that does this. Like it's sort of like a gag type.
They came 12 to a package too. I was like, that's like a real
that
commitment
seems like
for
a
gag.
More
like
yeah, than enough.
Yeah, I just had a lot of questions about it.
Like, if you're, you know that you like, you can't like. I imagine if you're sleeping repeatedly with someone, they probably aren't like, let's use the tattoo condoms again. But like, do you really want to do that gag 12 times with 12 different people? Maybe. I mean,
God,
if that's
oh God, I'm never gonna sleep again.
This is why you brought a brow on
the great questions of the universe. My God. All right, let's. Let's get to our second question. Our second question is a little on the long side.
Okay.
So settle in. I'm going to drink.
Sweet. Oh, okay. Kelly writes, hi, Julie.
Also, I have to say, hi, Kelly. Kelly has been one of my longtime listeners. He's one of my patrons, and he sends great questions, and I just want to say hi and thank you, Kelly. I love this question.
Excellent. First and foremost, I love your podcast, and I try to read everything you write. I may not be a full-fledged clean person myself, but I'm at least helping spread the gospel of cleaning your damn gear to my teammates.
See? Long-time nice. Listener. Yeah.
The hockey company I love almost as much as your podcast is Howie's Hockey Tape. I don't necessarily know that their stick tape or skate laces are really any different than any other company, but they sell the softest hoodies. Their founder was a college teammate of mine, of a friend of mine, and perhaps most importantly, their stick wax smells amazing. Seriously, their tin actually says, do not eat on it. I assume some people have tried, and I don't blame them. It's some sort of strawberry-kiwi mix that always calms me down on the bench when I catch a whiff of it, and it helps me remember I don't need to slash some dude in the shins over a low-level beer league game. Serenity now. I have some strawberry lip balm, and I just like...
Yeah, it's great.
I
mean, wait, sidebar, I have to say, like, this speaks to my point about the sheep fucking. Like, they don't make laws against sheep fucking unless sheep fucking is a problem in the community. They don't put warnings about not eating the wax unless eating the wax is a problem in the community. So, yeah, sheep fucking.
So, Kelly, we're getting back. So when I saw that Howie's had released this equipment deodorizer, I had to buy it. It's a link to, I guess, I assume Howie's equipment deodorizer.
Yes.
Upon first opening it, I noticed it didn't smell anything like the wax. Not bad, just not memorable. The instructions, listed on the link as well as the active ingredients, say that you should wait for equipment to dry, then spray it, then let it dry again. However, I'm a rocket dryer acolyte, best Christmas present I ever received, so I was curious whether it might make more sense to spray the equipment and then toss it in the rocket dryer to get it all done in one go. I know that adding heat to a scent equation isn't always the best idea. He was listening to this podcast moments earlier.
Yes. Well, as I said, he's been with me for a long time, so he knows, like, he pieces together all of the different bits of information that he gets on the show, even if they're not specifically related to hockey gear. Like,
he's a smart guy.
Yeah, he's got the clean
person. He's not nothing like that nephew.
No, definitely not. Or maybe he was when he was,
he was
nephew age.
But now he's
But now he's uncle age, and he's learned.
So I know that adding heat to a scent isn't always the best idea, lest you bake it in further. That can be a criticism of the rocket dryer at times, that although it dries quickly, the gear smells just as bad, or similar to your advice to dry your dog's favorite blanket on higher heat so that it maintains the smell, something I do not want with my elbow pads. If I use the deodorizer and then the dryer, am I just going to bake this scent into my pads? And really, is this basically just Febreze under a different name that I should be avoiding like the plague? Is Febreze bad?
Febreze is bad.
Okay. We can get in.
Oh, yes. We'll get into Febreze.
As a bro, I've used Febreze within the past week.
I know.
I can always
You're carrying on a grand bro tradition of loving Febreze on this program.
It seems to work.
It's not great. Okay. We'll talk about it.
I can always... Kelly, it's time for my questions.
sorry, Kelly. Move over.
I can always just put more wax on my stick to improve the smell around me. Sweet. Just wax up your pads, man. Just like... Thanks again for all that you do, and sorry for such a long email. Apology unaccepted.
It's my show. I accept the apology.
It's not over. There's still like two more lines. I'm kidding. I love you, Kelly. I don't have any fancy chips to send your way, unfortunately, but if you just don't mind sending your studio's address to your pals, at the Tropics, this sentence isn't English.
Don't worry about it.
Send your friends at the Tropics something, and they will send them your way.
Yes, they're gonna send me some Tropics swag.
Okay, yeah. I'm sorry, Kelly. That's you were very sincere, and
out.
I am.
You're an idiot, bro. That's why I have you here. To abuse you.
It's quite all right. Okay. So.
So you're going to answer the question?
Yes. Okay. So, Kelly.
So your question. You just like settled in. You're like, okay, so here's what you're going to do, pal. This is the point at which you kick the show back to me.
I would think you would Febreze your pads and then, you know, let them dry, then put them in the rocket dryer and then hit them with some Febreze again.
No.
Okay.
You're not going to do that.
Not even
close. Now going full boss, you're not going to do that. It's Lorraine's coming out. Okay. So actually, here's what I did. I went and looked at the Howie site and fell immediately into a customized puck hole.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I got completely derailed. Like, I can get derailed so easily. Condom tats, customizable pucks. Just bring it up. Bro princess right here. So it turns out that on this site, tell me if, like, you want me to do this, because I really, really will do this. You can get customized pucks. And first of all, they do wedding pucks, P.S. David is going to help me set up my Tinder profile. I'm looking for a guy who will win me a Rasta banana at San Gennaro, who will propose at Fenway.
That's class.
Listen,
I'm sorry. I would I would, yes.
Listen, one, I love a stadium proposal.
Oh, okay.
I always wanted a Fenway proposal. I got robbed the first time around of a proposal.
Uh-huh.
So the second, if I do it a second time, I want the whole,
awesome.
The whole thing.
I'm in. I'm sold.
Yeah. And then I'll elope because I also do not want another wedding.
Fair enough.
Okay. So those
he
two
could
things.
Invite your friends to the game and not tell you and do like a big proposal there, and that way they could get the experience.
That would be nice.
But like,
future groom, I just want you to know that one of my friends from high school works in the Red Sox front office, and we could make this happen.
Okay.
Talk to my dad. You better talk to my dad first, too. That's also a requirement. All right, but here's the third thing, which is actually now not going to work out because I just said I don't want another wedding. Maybe I'll have to rethink that whole thing. Shit. I was a beautiful bride. I will say that. And who will sign on for customized wedding pucks?
Yes.
Because the site offers wedding pucks. And I was like,
you know, everyone,
I loved it.
Everyone did
so
the koozies for a long time. The wedding koozies.
Yeah.
And I think that's sort of played out now. I don't need another.
Well, because that's the thing. There, you only need so many koozies in your life.
Right.
But koozies aren't bad, actually, by way of gifts.
They're not bad, but I've just sort of grown. I want something new.
Yeah. A puck.
Yeah. I want a puck.
But here's the other thing. They do other kinds of customized pucks.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking that, like, I could get Ask a Clean Person the podcast pucks as, like, I don't know, gifts for people or
ask a clean
merch.
Puck.
Ask. Why did I not name this episode "Ask a Clean Puck"? I can still do that.
Yeah,
I'm gonna rename it.
Did you like carve it into stone before?
No,
you,
I didn't. No, I can change any. It's my show. It's an indie show. Like, no, I control everything.
Okay.
So anyway, you guys, tell me if you like that idea, and I will like look into making that happen because I think it would be really really cute. All right. I then, when I dug out of my fantasy hole where I'm going to get married again after being proposed to at Fenway by the guy who won me the Rasta Banana at San Gennaro, went and looked up this hockey equipment deodorizing spray. And I went to go read the ingredients because I wanted to be able to tell Kelly definitively if it is Febreze or if it is not Febreze.
Mm-hmm.
And the answer is it basically is not Febreze. It's probably a lot less effective than even Febreze. So let me tell you what it is. And also, it's also expensive. It's expensive. So it's $10 for 8 ounces. The ingredients, it only has 4 ingredients.
Okay.
The first ingredient.
Can I try and guess them?
Yeah.
Water.
Febreze. Febreze.
Water,
Febreze.
Aerosol, spray, and scent deodorizer.
Oh my god, you actually are not that far. Were you looking at my notes?
No.
Okay. Which, like, that would have been amazing if you could read
no.
my handwriting upside down
no.
From across the table. You actually are not that far off. So one thing to know, I think you guys probably already know this, but just to, like, state it so you keep it in your mind. When you're looking at an ingredients list, the ingredients list tend to be listed in the order of how the percentage of how much makes up the whole.
Yeah,
yes.
the
that
biggest,
was a very articulate way of saying whatever it was.
The biggest
I was
ingredient
trying to
is
say.
First.
Yes, exactly. And with the Howies, the first ingredient listed is water.
Okay.
The second is isopropyl alcohol, which is the rubbing stuff.
Alcohol, yeah.
Yep. The third is odor suppression agent.
Proprietary blend, perhaps.
Proprietary blend. And the fourth is fragrance. Now, fragrance. That's actually very standard. That's not how
yeah.
he's being shady. Fragrance is just like a very standard way of listing an ingredient. Most companies do not list out all of the individual components.
Rose petals,
yeah.
Cinnamon stick.
Peppermint, wintergreen. Yeah.
Ocean water.
Hockey stick.
Ocean, yeah.
Dirty wash water. Jolie's fetish. Well, like, yeah, you know. Okay, so what that tells me is basically two things. The first is that this stuff is basically rubbing alcohol. That rubbing alcohol is listed before odor suppression agent tells me that that's actually a more primary ingredient than whatever they're using for odor suppression. And it's likely that what they're using for odor suppression is actually also part of their fragrance. That it may be an essential oil, and I don't mean that in the like woo woo essential oil. Like I actually mean like a plant
An important
extract,
oil.
Yeah. Probably lemon is probably the most common one. That's used for odor suppression.
Interesting.
I then that also sense. Went so basically the stuff is souped up rubbing alcohol. And rubbing alcohol you can buy for 99 cents for like 26 ounces.
But like, does that do anything? Like, I wouldn't like, think of like spritzing my pads with rubbing alcohol. I guess that would like kill the bacteria.
No, we're gonna get to that.
Okay,
yeah.
Sorry.
That's actually you're just reading down my notes. You just want to take the show
ask
over,
a clean,
David?
Ask a clean Dave.
No.
I think this shirt has like five different stains on it.
Yeah. Okay. I also went and looked up the Febreze ingredients.
Okay.
I'm not going to list all of them because it's like, you know, it has 1,000 ingredients in it. But the primary ingredient in Febreze is actually proprietary to Procter & Gamble. They have it patented, so no one else can use it. And here is what it is called. I have to take this one slowly. It is hydroxypropyl beta cyclodextrin.
Well, hydroxy
all in one
means
shot. That was
beta means weak.
When I saw that beta was in there, I was like,
"Give me that hydroxy alpha."
David is gonna run away with this. Like, I'm so glad you picked up what I was putting down. And that is why Febreze is bad.
Yes.
Febreze is an incel.
It's a cuck.
It's a cuck.
It's deodorizer.
It was definitely bullied in school, and now it's bullying others. It probably voted for Ted Cruz. Like, that was harsh, right? That was
No,
harsh.
I don't want to use Febreze anymore.
Yeah.
No.
Right.
It's fine.
Oh, good. I ruined Febreze for a bro.
I once went on a date with a girl who's like a staunch Ted Cruz supporter in the primaries. It's a very weird thing
to be. Wow. Did you have a second date with her?
Yes, because
she was hot.
Rich.
Oh.
No one heard that, right?
You guys, he said rich. Damn. Interesting. Why have I not played that card? Oh, because I'm me and I don't play that card. That's why. Okay. So anyway, that's the primary ingredient in Febreze. And so I mentioned to say that, like, actually, like, I don't really mean this, but like Febreze, I think would be better than the Howie stuff. Here's an interesting sidebar about that. I learned this today.
I hope his friend who owns Howie's doesn't listen to this podcast.
Today I learned. Yeah, maybe he'll listen to this to the Howie's people. Today I learned that the hydroxypropyl beta cyclodextrin. God, I'm great at that. I just want to say that. Maybe I'll name my firstborn hydroxypropyl beta cyclodextrin.
Care.
No, but it'll be. It'll be hydroxypropyl alpha cyclodextrin. Because I don't want no cuck kid.
Fuck it.
I would kick my own kid's ass for being a beta kid. Bro princess. It is derived from corn.
Derived from corn.
Yes.
Okay.
Derived from corn. So Febreze is just corn, you guys. It's just corn. Here's a problem.
Isn't everything really at this point?
Corn or soy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Soy boy. Soy boy.
Hydroxy soy boy.
You beta soy
boy. It is. It's a soy. It's corn.
So,
is not
yeah,
soy.
So stop using cuck soy boy Febreze, brah. All right. Here's the problem with Febreze, though. Febreze does have its own fragrance to it. One, I don't think it works super, super, super well for, especially on things that are like really, really, really odoriferous. Like for like a light deodorizing of like, you know, a stale smelling garment or like a stale smelling couch or something. Yeah, okay, maybe it's fine for that. But when you're talking about hockey gear smell, like you guys are just fooling yourselves that Febreze is going to do anything. What you're going to end up with is Febreze scented hockey smelling gear. Yes. And how I know that you're going to end up with that is that the first time that I wrote about hockey gear, I kind of gave the I didn't go full in on Febreze, but like I gave the reasons why I didn't think it was a great option. And all of these commenters, like it was when I was writing for a site that had like an amazing commenting community, and especially an amazing commenting community for my stuff. Like they really just like, I don't know what kind of like witchcraft I did to them, but they were like all in on Ask a Clean Person, like a whole bunch of bros being all in on Ask a Clean Person. And like a lot of commenters were like, oh my God, like my mom used to like Febreze my helmet and then I'd put it on and it would just smell like hockey gear scented Febreze. Like, they were like, it was just bad. It was like sweat and lavender. Like, it just made it worse. Like, I'd rather just smell the sweat, you know. And I do agree with that, because there is like this like revolting thing that happens when you add what's supposed to be a good smell on top of a bad smell. Like, it just makes it like way worse. Like, not no bueno. So
it'd be like putting. I was gonna try.
Moving along, I'll just save you from whatever, wherever it was you were going. I'm saving you from.
Like,
it.
I was like putting Ted Cruz on Barack Obama. Something like, I was trying to bring it back to Ted Cruz.
It's like putting a tattoo condom on Ted Cruz.
It's like putting a tattoo condom on a good dick. No, they thought saved the metaphor. When are we going to tell Kelly how to clean this dryer?
I'm getting there.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so here's the thing. The other issue with Febreze, and actually this is where the Howie's trumps the Febreze. Like, it really is better. So, like, we're bringing this around for your friends, for friends at Howie's. Is that one of the problems with Febreze is that it does not kill bacteria. And the Howie's stuff, because it has isopropyl alcohol in it, which will kill bacteria.
Like, isopropyl.
If you... Oh, God. I'm going to need way more to drink for this. I can't. Maybe we'll get through the last 10 minutes. All right. Isopropyl alcohol, if you think about the stuff that it's most commonly used for, it is most commonly used to clean an insertion point when you're going to get injected with a needle, right, when we go to hospitals. It is a sterile antibacterial, like, it is used in hospitals.
Disinfectant.
It's a disinfectant. Yes, exactly. And so one of the things that the Howie's actually has over the Febreze is that it's got a disinfectant in it. The thing is, though, is that you don't need to spend $10 for 8 ounces of this stuff. You can just go buy isopropyl alcohol. And, in fact, you can buy it in a spray bottle to make life even easier on you. My personal bottle of isopropyl alcohol, which is the rubbing stuff, which I use all the time. I use it for stain removal. I use it to clean my laptop and my tablet and my phone. Like, I use it for tons and tons of stuff. I use it to clean my injection sites.
Responsible.
I have the spray bottle, and it's great. Here are the things when you're talking about deodorizing sprays. So these are the things that you're going to use in between when you wash your gear. I mean, you're not going to wash your gear after every game. Of course not. I'm not even asking you to do that. Like, that's not even required at all. Like, I mean, it depends how often you play, but, like, I don't know. Once a season's fine.
I was expecting you to say more than that. Once a season, anyone can do.
Yeah. I mean, I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'll take once a season.
Yeah. That's doable.
But in between, I mean, the thing is, though, is that if you do sustain a bad cut, I do want you to wash the stuff, because I want you to just be
looks
really
so cool after, though.
I just want you to be careful about not getting a stat. You know, I don't want you to be old stumpy. Yeah.
Oh,
you know,
I thought you meant, like, if you got, like, blood on the pad, you should wash it then. Like,
no, you can leave the blood.
That's right.
That's cool. I get it. Again, hockey player boyfriend in high school. I get all of this, you guys. Mm-hmm. Like, I lived it, you know? Like, the dirty makeouts on the couch and,
like,
the basement while watching
CB4. On your jersey, you know? You don't want to, like...
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Although, if you don't want it, rubbing alcohol will take that out.
Interesting.
Yeah. Also works on blood stains. Okay. So deodorizing sprays are actually a good thing to use in between if you kind of want to keep the stank out. Rubbing alcohol is probably the best thing to do. It's super cheap. You can, like, get a huge bottle of it. You can decant it into a spray bottle. You could buy it in the spray bottle already. Spray the gear down. Take it out of the bag. Spray the gear down. Let it air dry. Mm-hmm. That is going to go a long, long, long way. It's also going to kill a lot of the bacteria that's in there, so you don't end up old stumpy. That would probably cut your playing days short.
Yeah.
If you lost an arm to a staph infection. Yeah. I mean, maybe not.
Drummer
from Def Leppard.
Well, you can also play in...
the Special Olympics?
I was going to say the Paralympics.
Is that where
you're
going with this?
I was going to say, but I was like, there's a league below the Paralympics. Like, you don't have to, like...
Let's move along before we offend people. I don't know what I'm talking about on this subject, so I'm moving on. Okay, white vinegar also works. The problem with white vinegar, even though the smell will dissipate, You may smell a little salad dressing-y. You may smell like a pickle. You'd be the pickle guy, which is fine. Vodka also works.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very hockey Russian.
Very, very appropriate to me.
Spritz for you, spritz for me.
Yeah. So that's the stuff that you are going to use for your gear. For your bags, because your bags will smell too, totally fine to blast them with either Lysol or Osium. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't use either of those things on your pad because then they're going to be up against your skin and it might cause skin irritation and the whole nine. So I wouldn't do that. But anyway, that's the skinny on the deodorizing sprays. Before I wrap this up, I just want to say this one last thing, just to kind of reiterate, because I know I've said it a couple of times, but like just to really reiterate, the most crucial thing, the best thing you can do for your gear is to let it dry out. Let it dry out. Now, Kelly really loves the rocket dryer, but notes that it's high heat enough that it's kind of cooking the smell. So if you want to skip those things, really the fan and the dehumidifier is like, it's so low cost. You can use them for other things, obviously, in your house, which is nice too. A lot of people make DIY. I mean, you can buy drying gear drying racks. A lot of people make DIY ones with like PVC piping. If you do that and you
want it,
if you have a setup that you really like and you like, you know, want to share it with me, you can tweet it at me at Jolie Care. You can send me an email, joliecare@gmail.com. You guys know I like love seeing all this stuff. I love hearing your tips. Like, please be in touch about your hockey stuff. You know, I really live for this kind of stuff. And, you know, as Kelly does, please share this far and wide. I've had like a lot of fun in the past couple of months with a lot of people sharing my old episodes and my old articles with their teammates. And then like kind of everybody gets into this thing together where we're like, all right, well, like this weekend we're all washing our gear and like we're all going to send Jolie a photo of our wash water. Mm-hmm. And like, yeah, if you guys wanted to have like an intra team competition to see who could have the filthiest wash water, that would be fun. I'm happy to be the judge.
Oh.
So yeah, just like want to get everyone into the spirit of things. And on that note, that'll do it for this episode of Ask a Clean Person the podcast.
Wait, can we answer Kelly's question?
We did.
He said, should he spray it, then put it in the rocket dryer?
He said that's what the instructions were.
Oh. Should you do that?
The instructions are spray it, dry it, and then spray it again if you need to. I mean,
I don't remember what his question was. I thought he asked, should he spray it?
I think the thing is that like, yeah, you want to spray it and then dry it.
Okay. You don't want to dry it and spray it.
No.
Okay.
Because you want to kill the bacteria.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm sorry, Kelly.
Good show, David. Way to derail my outro. That'll do it for this episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. If you like what you heard today, please consider becoming a patron by going to patreon.com/askacleanperson and selecting one of the amazing rewards I'm offering to my listeners. I would also love it if you would subscribe on Acast or iTunes or Spotify. Oh, you guys, big news. Ask a Clean Person, the podcast is now available on Spotify. Please go. Thank you for clapping
just,
onto your mic.
I clap.
David did the Jolie Care excited clapping so hard he clapped into the mic. It's on Spotify now. Go subscribe. Even if you're going to listen to it in another player, it would be a great help to me if you would just hit the subscribe button in Spotify because they do track those numbers and it will look good. And I, you know, I'm insecure and I need to know that people love me. All right. So, yeah, go do that and leave a rating on Acast or iTunes and tell your pals about this weird little cleaning show. Your teammates. Mm-hmm. About this weird little cleaning show that you love so much. And of course, thanks to my listeners for joining me for another episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.